Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
I'm an alcoholic. My name is George and I've been asked to speak on the topic, how is our drinking different from the average drinker? Firstly, I want to thank David for asking me to reflect on this subject and also to my great friend Denise, who lives over in Canada. She taught me to identify as an alcoholic even before I say my name. This kind of reminds me that the day I forget I'm an alcoholic is the day I start heading towards relapse, and so ultimately my name won't matter. So how was my drinking different? Well, I grew up in the industrial west of Scotland, where booze is frankly culturally endemic. Everybody drank, or so it seemed to me at the time anyway. So it was the most natural thing in the world. But right from the get-go, it was apparent not only to me, but to everyone around me, that I had a dysfunctional relationship with alcohol. Other people, my friends, my relatives, drank to relax and enjoy themselves. But I've only ever wanted to get drunk. To this day, I'm at a loss to understand moderate drinkers, because that was never on my agenda. Now, whether that's nature or nurture, to be quite frankly, is irrelevant. The wreckage brought about by a 35-year drinking career proved to me that if I'm asking why am I an alcoholic, I'm asking the wrong question. For me, it's far better to accept that my drinking inevitably leads to unacceptable consequences, and that really the only way to mitigate that is to accept as fact the realisation that I'm powerless over alcohol and powerless over any way of changing that once I start drinking. Heaven knows there's ample evidence to support that conclusion. A long line of failed relationships, including my first marriage, stalled careers, near ruin financially, and the small matter of not one, but two DUIs on my record bear ample testament to the fact that George and booze are not a good mix. But hey, we've all got our war stories, and I really don't want to dwell on those. I'm pretty sure, however, that the roots of my addiction lie in the fact that I suffer from that classic alcoholic paradox of an enormous ego coupled with cripplingly low self-esteem. Booze was how I medicated that disconnect for many, many years. In my case, this manifested itself by what I now come to realise was a faulty off switch. The reality was that I could not drink for periods of time, and to be fair, that was usually on the back of yet another screw-up. But once I started drinking, I was completely and totally unable to stop, and I usually drank to blackout. My experience is described perfectly in the big book In the Doctor's Opinion as the phenomenon of craving. In accepted AA parlance, this is described as having an allergy. Some people's allergies bring them out in hives. Mine far too often brought me out in handcuffs. Another illustration of that is the absolute terror that I used to experience when it even occurred to me that I might not have enough booze. That led to me hiding it, which led to morning drinking, because obviously I had to get rid of the evidence, spending money I either didn't have or should be using for other purposes. All sorts of different things. In fact, despite the two DUIs, I'm pretty sure that for about the final 2 years of my drinking, though maybe I wasn't drunk every day, I was certainly never sober enough to drive legally. Whichever way you want to look at it, that is not normal drinking, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for listening.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.